check these batteries this morning?
Yes, sir, we changed.
Y'all are good men. Good men. That's what I'm telling you right now. Good men in the making. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking this morning in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Am I on? Yeah. 1 Corinthians, if you find the place there, chapter number 14. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter number 14, about verse number 33. This passage here in verse number 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Verse 40. And let all things be done decently and in order. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. We pray you'd bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, and be seated. As we look this morning in this chapter that's here, you're going to find out there's a couple of things that we ought to give in a way of introduction. There's a lot of troublesome things that are in the earth. In fact is, the Bible said over in the book of Proverbs in chapter number 30, verse number 21, down through 33, for these things the earth is disquieted, and for which cannot bear. For a servant whenever he reigneth, and a fool whenever he's filled with meat, and for an odious woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. Now in that lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you, there's some things the Bible said the earth can't bear. In other words, if it goes on in the land, it's going to finally destroy the land of which that you live in. If you're married and you go and violate these principles that God has given, it won't be long, you'll be single. It won't be long, you won't be married any longer. It won't be long because of the fact that you'll mess up your mind, you'll mess up your life, you'll mess up your marriage, you'll mess up your ministry, you'll mess up the message that God intended for you to be able to give. I was thinking about in the day and hour that we're living in is that sin's running rampant in the land we're living in. A lot of time, boys and girls, they get a little bit confused about it. Now, let me tell you something. Is that my wife and I, sometime we'll sit together. But you know what we don't do together? We don't sit underneath a blanket together in the house of God. Do you know why? She can't keep her hands off of me. There could be some hanky-panky going on. I don't know if I'm hanky or panky, but I can tell you one thing. I know of a family. This is a true story, true family, and all that business right there. And anyhow, we'll not, the names are to be changed. Let's change the names to protect the innocent. But let me tell you right up front, dear friend, is that there was a time to where that they'd get together and watch TV and all of them piled down in the floor, and this one minor of a girl and this one boy that was much older was taking advantage of that and said, I don't know what's the matter. I said, they're sitting under the same blanket watching the same movies together. And all the rest of the all the rest of your family sitting around looking and listening. Everybody knows what's going on but you. Now, that's the reason the Bible said, let not your good be evil spoken of. And I can tell you right now is that I appreciate all you men, all you women, but I guarantee you right now, you'd be on killing ground if you wanted to mess with one of my kids. That's true. You better be careful about how you conduct yourself with everybody up and down the road of life. The devil's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And that's the reason why that everything ought to be up front and above board and all that right there. See there, do you agree with everything I've said so far, hon? Sure she does. I told him you couldn't keep your hands off of me. That's why we don't sit and... Now we know that's not it. That's exactly right. You sit me and her in a room anywhere, and I don't care if it's in church where it's at, underneath a blanket nobody can see, I'm going to have to pinch her somewhere just to see if... Now, you may not be geared that way, but you don't want other people to think you're geared that way. I know this church, we're cold and all that business there. But let me tell you right now, whenever I say cold, I don't mean spiritually, but I'm talking about, you know, the air conditioning, it's cold and this and that. And I know y'all have to get you a blanket and cover up with it. And you may even have to share a blanket on the first occasion. But bless God, honey, you ought to buy your own blanket if you're going to do that. After the first run, first trip. See what I'm talking about? The reason being is it keeps everybody's mind from wondering what's going on under that blanket. It's awful quiet, but I appreciate both amens, and I don't have to have any, and I know I'm right. I'm just a regular little bulldog. Yeah, I guess I've opened a can of worms. We'll just fish a while in this same hole while we got going on here. See what I'm talking about? You don't want these boys and girls to be able to get together like that and all that business there. You know, if you don't say something every now and again, I'll tell you what ends up happening is that they end up with their belly button pushed wrong side out unless they're lesbian. Or unless, you understand? What would you think about? What would you think about two men that came together every Sunday and they got to get under the same blanket and hug and this and that and get real close and all that business there? What would you think? Do you think they're good straight men, straightforward, or were they more than a little queer? Huh? See what I'm talking about? Let not your good be evil spoken of. Do you realize that, oh, that'll destroy a country, bring the wrath of God? Now, you know, we've got Fox News, and I appreciate all that Fox News may or may not have done in days gone by, but, you know, they lose the sharpness of their message whenever the next guy that comes on as a news commentator is a queer married to another man. I don't know about you, but that makes me just want to gag. That's why I watch a lot of Gunsmoke. You know, you never will see Matt Dillon kissing Kitty. You see what I'm talking about? That questions, it's got a lot of people wondering about it and all that right there. The questions have come up, you know, a good Christian bartender like Kitty Russell is. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that whenever they have a little... when they have a little something that it flares up and they need somebody to be able to Christian it down a little bit, they're looking at Kitty Russell and Matt Dillon to be able to bring that about. I got to tell you right now is that I hope you've got something more than that and stronger than that and better than that and all about that. We live in a world that's in a lot of pain. Did you know it? We've caused a lot of pain for our own selves. Make no mistake about it, is that pain don't just all of a sudden happen, but the Bible said that you and I ought to be recognizing and realizing is that if you want the peace of God that passeth all understanding, you're going to have to be pleasant in the sight of the Lord and by the hand and by the mind of God. I was thinking about in this lesson here that you're looking at, the Bible said there's four things, four events. Two of them involve men and two of them are connected with women. And let me tell you what, one of them affects the community, the other one affects the whole world. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find is that people that believe God, that believe the Bible, and that receive it and embrace it. Listen, you want your testimony to look right. You want your testimony to be right. But not only does it need to be right, it needs to look right. See, in the day and hour that we're living in. I want to say to you that a sermon ought to be more than just a jewel hanging off our earlobes like a decoration. A sermon, buddy, it ought to be more than just simply for appearance, but it ought to be locked up inside our heart and then in the cabinets of our heart. It ought to embrace us and we ought to embrace it, and that we ought to exalt and magnify the name of the Lord together. We've lost that in the day and hour that we're living in. Now you can't, and even though what I've said is nothing so far, but you can't say as much as I've already said in the day and hour we're living in without losing your congregation. And as a result of that, isn't that a shame to be like that? Isn't that a shame that it's that way? Yes, you'll find that if you mess around with the wrong people at the wrong place, at the wrong position, at the wrong time, I can tell you right now is you're going to find there's people out there in the world that are untrained, that are unprepared to be able to meet God. Now, I was thinking about in this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out, is that whenever a nation forgets about God, as a result of that, the servants are going to be ruling. And instead of those that are in authority ruling, the servant class is going to rule. That's what God's talking about in this lesson that we're looking at. Do you realize at all that one of the signs of a nation getting away from God and forgetting all about God and forgetting about the Bible and so forth and on, whenever you see a nation get away from God, they got away from the bare ruling of the word of the Lord. And when you get away from what thus saith the Lord, plus nothing or minus nothing, you're going to be in trouble. Now, the Bible said that one of the things there and one of the signs that you can see about it is that whenever the word of God is laid aside and people forget about God, and as a result of it, servants, not people that ought to be ruling, but servants that ought to be serving, they're the ones in charge and they're the ones ruling things. Remember there over there in the book of Isaiah, the Bible talked about a time that that children were going to rule and that women would be in charge and women would rule. You know the reason why the country's going to hell in a handbasket?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you why. It's because of the fact that we've gotten so far away from God. We're now that we look at a good, godly, God-fearing, God-serving woman, we look at her as a little odd, and she's not the odd one at all. See? When you begin to look into this Bible lesson here, you'll find is that we become the laughing stock to the eyes of the enemies of this world that we're living in. I want to say to you, one of the things that God said is that babes not only are going to be ruling and women are going to be ruling, they're going to behave proudly and all that business there. There's a Bible passage over in 2 Timothy in chapter number 3. It's about verse number 2 down through 5. But the Bible said that one of these days is going to be a time whenever children were going to become disobedient unto parents. Let me say that again. There's going to be a time when people get away from God. They become disobedient unto parents. You know what that means, don't you? That means that whenever sometime they're walking off, they're sassing behind their back because of the fact they don't want to be caught as what they're saying. You know, in this lesson here that we're looking at, most of these little, these boys and girls that are here, you grew up right here in the house of God. And let me tell you right now is that not only did you grow up right here in the house of God, but you'll find out is that we prayed that God build a hedge about you. You know, some of you you've never said a bad thing hardly in your life. And some of you have been cussing ever since you're big enough to speak a word. God bless you. Thank you very much. I want to say to you that if you will, make no mistake about it. You know, I don't hear a lot of it because you try to watch your little nasty mouth whenever you're around me. And here's the reason why. Is because let me tell you what, dear friend, I'm not above holding you down and taking a bar of soap and washing your mouth out for you. And if you're too big for me to handle, I can tell you right now, I can know two or three people, you won't be too big, and I'll just use the soap. Would you rather have non-floating ivory soap? Or do you want the floating kind we make it find a bar somewhere?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you very much. You ought to be proud of yourself for being able to spout out a few little four-letter words every now and again. If you were more intelligent, you could take a longer word. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, you think I'm going to call your name. It's because I ought to. I ought to call your name so I can take you to the doctor with me to get my foot taken out of your rear end.
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Something's gone wrong in the field. The pulpit's silent on it.
Yes.
And it's no wonder that we got so many child. Have you seen that on the news? Where that the Mormon church, I call them morons, but the Mormon church is under a big lawsuit because of the child molestation. And I'm going to tell you right now is, they've been some people came here and left that it's a good thing they're gone because the Baptist church could be under that kind of indictment. We're not so desperate that we've got to have just anybody and everybody to be a member. And we certainly, here's what I feel out. Do you ought to understand a child molester? Yeah. You ought to understand it and tell him you understand it. The whole time you're putting a rope around his neck and hanging him on the courthouse square with a sign that says child molester. What a godless, wicked person this is. In this lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find out Jesus died on the cross and paid the sin debt that you and I might be born into the family of God, washed by the blood and cleansed and be forgiven of our sins. You know, if you're not forgiven of your sins, you don't want to be. You know the reason why you're not doing any better? You don't want no better. You see? In this lesson here, I remember back in 2009. Can you remember that? And back in 2009, there was a man who had a black daddy and a white mama. His name was Barack Obama. And you're going to find out that what he did was he ran for president and won it 2 terms running. Now, don't rejoice and be glad about that. Do you know the reason why that came about? Because America's gotten so far away from God, we don't care what's good, right, moral, and decent by thus saith the Lord. No preacher's ever going to mention this anywhere. You know why? Because they're afraid of being called a racist. Let me tell you right now is I don't have a bigoted bone in my body, and I don't really know for sure what all bigoted means, but I just wanted you to know that, dear friend, is that regardless of where you hail from, regardless of what your background is, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now take your Bible, don't lose your place, but over here in the book of Genesis, I want you to look in the book of Genesis, and I'll give you a passage or two just real quickly. In the book of Genesis, at least you'll always know in the Bible when you look over there, chapter number 9, over there in the book of Genesis in chapter 9. Now, at the time that all this is taking place, there's Noah and his 3 sons and so forth and on, and that's all there is. Everybody in this room right here is a descendant of one of Noah's 3 sons, and you're either a descendant directly from one of those or from a crossbreeding of more than one. Now, in the lesson that you're looking at, and here's what he says. He says over there in Genesis in chapter 9, verse 24, and Noah awoke from his wife and knew what his younger son had done unto him. Sounded bad, didn't it? I'll tell you what it did. It brought a curse now. He said, curse. And he said, curse be Canaan. That's his grandson, and a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. Now, that's the punishment because of the descendants. He couldn't put that upon his son Ham because God had done blessed him. And you can't curse whom God's already blessed. So he blessed. So he cursed that servant of Canaan, and a servant of servants is what the punishment would be. All right, in verse 26. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem. That's where the Jews come from. And Canaan, look, shall be a servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, that's Gentiles, if you're Gentile here this morning. And he says, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Look at him, he goes ahead and makes it and walks it down. Now, do you know the reason why that Mr. Obama didn't have any business being president? Because he's the servant, according to the Bible, and the Bible said he's to be a servant. But he made his mind up that he wanted to be the president in this country so far away from God, and the pulpiteers have gotten where they're silence on the subject. They didn't want to be called racist or this and that. Has nothing to do with being racist or not. Has everything to do with being obedient to the blessed word of the Lord. In this Bible lesson, you're going to find out the hand of God in this world is against us, and we can see that by the class of people that are. Do you realize that all the reason why that you ladies still have labor pains is because of the fact is that back in the Garden of Eden, and as a result of that, you got a curse put upon you? And you know the reason why men are to be over you in the Lord and over your house. You know why that is? You lost the privilege of leadership when you listened to Eve and you followed that bad example. She got in a conversation with the devil thinking she could outwit him. And the devil was, boy, he was glad to be able to talk to her. And said, well, yeah, then he questions God. Yeah, hath God said? And then he goes to trying to put something new in it and give his new version that's going to sell real good in the world we live in.
Yes.
I want to say to you, we live in a world that is a product of religion without God. And as a result of that, you're going to find out the hand of God is against us as a country. And the reason being is because of the fact that we've laid aside the word, and as a result of it, we've simply ventured out into wonderment and just whatever we come up with and whatever we seemingly want to believe, that's what we end up doing. Now, in this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out what we're doing in the day we live in. We got too much government, not enough God. Now, I'm glad to be in America. I really am. And for those that are not glad to be in America, that hate God, hate the Bible, that hate America and so forth and on, let me just clear it up in case you've not gotten it in days gone by. I voted for Donald Trump twice, but he's going as straight to hell as the worst appointment that has ever rose up against him. He's no more saved than the people that he's against, vice versa. Now, I would to God that he was. I would to God if we could be able to have something better than that, but we don't. I want to tell you, it's going to get worse and worse, and people are going to deceive and be deceived until the day that Jesus Christ shall come again. In this lesson here that we're looking at, and I got tired of listening to people brag about, you know, that he was the first Negro president. No, he wasn't. I just got through telling you his daddy was black and his mom was white. See that? I don't mean that ugly, but I do mean it, and that sounds ugly in the world we live in. I got to say to you, make no mistake about it, is that if you don't want to hear what I'm trying to tell you, then take that your part of the blanket and cover your head up, and at least I'll know you're not listening. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out, is that the Bible says that we ought to be careful that would to God that he'd raise us up somebody that lead, that had the fear of God like Joseph and Moses and those men in days gone by. I want to say as we get ready to get down to the short row, here's what God says. Not only has leadership been wrong, but the Bible said the fool, the earth can't bear it, the fool when he's filled with me. Do you realize that all what he's talking about is people whose God is their belly? They don't really care what's right and what's wrong as long as they get enough to eat. I got to tell you right now, here's what it ends up being, is that whenever they serve their own belly, you'll find Romans in chapter 16 about verse number 18, you'll find the fool is God of his own belly, and as a result, he serves his own belly as though it were his God, and as a result, he's more interested in a banquet than he is the Bible. I want to say in closing that if you will, please, an odious woman, we talked about that. You can't get a country to stay intact very long with that. That means she's got an ungoverned tongue. Means she's got a temper. Means she's hateful. It's people like Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, or any other feminist group that you could mention on the face of this earth. I want to tell you, thanks be unto God for you godly women that have become wives and become mothers and become submissive unto God. We've got too many of them that are like Jezebel. You remember over in 1 Kings chapter 16, don't turn there, but you remember over there that Ahab was a man that treated sin in a light manner. And he ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong wife. And he had Jezebel to kick his little tail for him the rest of his life. I want to say to you, in 1 Kings chapter 121, you'll find out he sold himself out to stir up his wife Jezebel. And when she was in trouble, to be able to kill Naboth innocently and to steal his vineyard. Remember that the line, when you follow it on down, it affected a woman by the name of Herodias who took Herod's brother's wife away from him and had John the Baptist's blood upon his hand when he had him slain. You know, the world cannot continue to go like that. As a result of that, you're going to find that we live in a world that somehow or another we just have gotten so far away from God and the Bible to where that no wonder that the curse of God is upon us in this land. Now, last but not least, a handmaid that's an heir. The earth can't take that. Now, here's why. You remember over in the book of Genesis chapter 16, you ain't got to turn there. But you remember in history past, is that you'll find out that past, present, future, God's got it all covered. And remember Abraham and his wife Sarah, they were trying to have a baby. In fact, it was a promised child from God, but she was barren and couldn't get pregnant. You remember how that finally, all of a sudden, they think they've got it figured out. Most of these people in the Bible have the same crazy ideas that you and I come up with on our own. And so he listened to his wife, and her name was Sarah. And he said, I tell you what, I can't get pregnant. Take this handmaid that we got out of Egypt when we went down there by the name of Hagar. I'll let you go into her, and you can conceive by her, and that'll be our child that God's been promising, no doubt. Let me just tell you right now, if God makes you a promise, you ain't got to try to help him fulfill it. In due time, he'll bring it about just exactly like he wanted. Well, you remember that Hagar, the handmaid, Abraham went into her. They had a child. His name was Ishmael. There's where all the Muslims, Muhammad's bunch, descend from. And the Bible said that he's going to be against every man, and every man's going to be against him. He's a wild man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want to tell you something, is that you're going to find out is that God did not accept that, and as a result of it, God has accepted the one that he's chosen, and the one that he has chosen would be Isaac that would be born unto him and Sarah. Yes, now, let me tell you who the descendants of Isaac are. Those Jews, those Israelites, those are the descendants of Abraham and Sarah, and Isaac was in their loins. Now let me tell you, Ishmael has hated Isaac ever since they've been in the world. And this is never going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. Listen, you can bring all those Muslims to a Sunday school and let me show you what it is. Did you ever notice is that little communist-minded, ugly-looking, sawed-off runt of a mayor they've got in New York? Was that too harsh? Do you know the reason why they're so defensive? I'll tell you why. It's because you'll find that a communist and those people that are against God, against the Bible, against what's good, right, moral, and decent. Why do you think he was sworn in on the Koran?
Yes, sir. That's right.
You think God's just going to roll over and play dead? And all of a sudden, stress. Oh, yeah, I ain't worried about it. God will visit this country over such foolery. But it may not be without a lot of confusion and carnality along the way. I want to say to you, history past, history present, and history future. Here's what the deal is on it. You're not going to rise above what God has given already in the blessed word of the Lord. Now, here's what they do is that these religious folks that are out in the world, that's a little too harsh preaching. And so as a result of that, they try to go ahead and water it down the best they possibly can. And the pulpiteers across the country. I had a man one time that wrote me a note. He was getting some of the sermons. Obviously, one or two of these sermons got off on out of his hand into one of his parishioners' hand. He said, I don't know how you have anybody in your church. I said, I'll tell you how, because is that they came to know Christ, they believe God, they believe the Bible, they believe what's good, right, moral, and decent. I don't want a member. I don't want a member that can't believe what from cover to cover what this book had to say. What does that say about you, brother preacher? See? I wonder this morning, can you not see that there is a cause? I don't know about you, but every time I look at the word of the Lord and get real serious about it, God works on me first so I can give it to you second. What about you this morning? Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word. There may be somebody here this morning and say, preacher, I'm not saved. I don't know the Lord. Then I pray you'd trouble their heart till they find peace with thee. There may be others here and say, preacher, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I'm just backslid, clean to my eyebrows.